Star Market Celtics tonight continues. Fine, I'll say it from the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's the only get off my lawn thing I have. It's like, why can't it just be the way it used to be with the names? But whatever, we move on because the segment is sponsored. Our conversation brought to you by Star Markets, just for you digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. All right, this is going to be a reach, but most of them are. You said after the Wednesday game, you talked about the storm. I think it was Brett Brown you were quoting, talking about the storm and managing through the storm. Is there any element of this, and you know, this is whatever degree of storm you think it is, that can be, my son would rather build a Lego thing from scratch than finish the one that he has almost finished. It's more fun for him when it's total chaos. Is there anything more interesting, maybe the bad word, but I'm going to go with it anyway, about your job when there clearly are things to fix?
I think the great thing about coaching generally as a profession is every day has its own challenges. And the challenges, and I think you know this, are sometimes the greatest when you're having success and getting heaped praise upon you. And I think that the challenges are the most obvious to the outside when things aren't going well. I'm not sure there one's any more challenging than the other, but the bottom line is it's always changing. And those changing times, you know, create dynamics that you just have to work hard as a team to make sure that you can play well the next time you take the court. And we've done that at times. We have not done it consistently, and that's been well documented.
You also said Wednesday it would be a shame if the Celtics had won this game the way the Knicks had played. Did that apply Saturday to the way Dallas came out at the start of the game, or it's probably somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between. I thought Dallas played great. I thought we looked a step slow that game. And, you know, I thought Dallas's pace had a lot to do with that. But for whatever reason, I did not think that that was a, like, you know, we went out there and we just got outplayed from the tip. I just thought we looked like we were a step behind. Give them credit. They played great. We fought back. We had a chance to win that game anyways. But we just did too many things in the second half that really shot ourselves in the foot. I did not feel like that the same as the New York game. I felt like we didn't have the same level of approach in the New York game, despite the fact, and you know, now that you look back, New York played a great game and has played great since. So this is just the NBA. You move on, you learn, and you get ready for another tough one tonight.
All right, you mentioned the word pace, and you were talking in your general media session before the game about it. And everyone's got a different way to measure it, and yeah, you want to get up the floor. And I was thinking about the things that we've talked about, pace, free throws. It seems there's this, again, maybe you realize I spend a lot of time around my son talking about knee bone connected to the ankle bone. It seems that all of these things are all tied in together, that the shots would get closer to the rim by definition statistically if the pace, all these things seem to be tied together.
Yeah, and we're 10th right now in pace according to our numbers, which is way ahead of last year. I think we were low 20s. So when you look at it, we're getting better. But in the fourth quarter, our pace is better than in the previous three, oftentimes because we're down. And when you think about it that way, you're playing urgently. You're playing fast to your spots. You need to get to your spots quickly to get back into the game, to win multiple possessions in a row. And if we can play a little bit more paceful in those first three quarters without sacrificing our turnovers, because right now we're really good handling the ball. If there's one thing on offense we've been great at is we don't give the ball to the other team. And so if we can do that while increasing our pace, then that's a good thing.
You mentioned the numbers changing by quarter. Defensively, by the way, those of us pedestrian people have the numbers to look at, defensive rating, all that stuff. Those numbers are going the other way. They're extremely good in the first quarter. Is there... why is the obvious question? Is there anything to that?
It's a hell of a puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think we're capable on both ends, and that's the bottom line. We've got to come closer to our late game play on the offensive end for most of the game. We've got to maintain our defensive play throughout the whole game.
All right, what makes New Orleans scary, I mean, Davis is the obvious thing, and Davis and Holiday, there are minutes in the game that one or both of them will be out. Those were major problems for Alvin early in the year. Now, with Randall playing the way he and Diallo have a little thing together, they seem to have starting to figure that out.
They have, and they're a really, you know, talented basketball team. And I think you start with Anthony Davis. He's ridiculous. You know, you could go through all the adjectives, you go through all the stats, but he just puts a lot of pressure on you. And then Drew Holiday is just having an outstanding year and an outstanding couple years now. I think he's one of the more under-discussed great players in the NBA. And, you know, he had some injuries. He unfortunately had to sit out with his wife for a period of time as she dealt with a brain tumor. And ever since he's been back, man, has he been good. And, you know, hats off to him for all that he had to go through and come back and play at this level. But he's a big reason why they're as good as they are. And everybody else plays a role in that. Former Celtic Etuan Moore has had a great start of his year. And every time I turn him on, turn on the TV, he's got 30 and is curling off every screen and shooting that little right-hand floater that he's been shooting since he was 14 years old.
Second in the NBA among guards and shoot. I was almost like Scal going to break the way I did that. Second in the NBA and shoot. Hold on. Celtics and the Pels. No, I don't know. I can't do it like Scal. I'll keep working on it. Celtics and the Pelicans next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.